Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Kansas City Athletics and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Bert Campaneris. Batting second. The left fielder, Larry Stahl. Batting third. The first baseman, Ken Harrelson. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Rocky Colavito. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Ed Charles. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Nelson Matthews. Batting seventh. The catcher, Dave Duncan. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Wayne Causey. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Diego Segui. Pitching for the Kansas City Athletics, Diego Segui. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Tommy McCraw. Batting second. The second baseman, Don Buford. Batting third. The right fielder, Floyd Robinson. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Pete Ward. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Bill Skowron. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Ron Hansen. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Ken Berry. Batting eighth. The catcher, J.C. Martin. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bruce Howard. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Bruce Howard. And now, play ball. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Larry Stahl is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stahl hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson takes first base on ball four. Stahl moves to second. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw hits a pop-up towards short. Campaneris settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Causey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harrelson scoops it up and throws to first, with Segui covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Martin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Nelson Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward hits a pop-up towards short. Campaneris settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron strikes out. Two outs. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen hits a pop-up towards short. Campanera settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey hits a ball on the ground towards first. Scourin scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Causey for the out. One out. Diego Seghi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seghi strikes out. Two outs. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Campaneris hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Buford settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin hits a fly ball into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bruce Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard strikes out. There goes Berry. The throw from Duncan to Campaneris, and Berry is out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Larry Stahl is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stahl is 0-for-1 in the game. Stahl is called out on strikes. One out. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Harrelson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Howard fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0-for-1 in the game. Colavito hits a ball on the ground towards first. Scourin scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Colavito for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0-for-1 in the game. McCraw takes first base on ball 4. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes McCraw. The throw from Duncan and he is safe. McCraw steals second. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0-for-1 in the game. Buford hits a fly ball into left field. Stahl settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. McCraw moves to third. One out. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. Robinson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. McCraw scores. It's 1-0, White Sox. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Robinson. The throw from Duncan and he is safe. Robinson steals second. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-1 in the game. Ward strikes out. Two outs. Bill Scourin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scourin is 0-for-1 in the game. Scourin strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 0-for-1 in the game. Charles takes first base on ball 4. Nelson Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 0-for-1 in the game. Matthews strikes out. There goes Charles. The throw from Martin to second, and Charles is out. Two outs. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan is 0 for 1 in the game. Duncan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0 for 1 in the game. Hansen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Charles fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Berry bunts towards the mound. Seghe fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0 for 1 in the game. Martin hits a fly ball into center field. Matthews settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bruce Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 0 for 1 in the game. Howard hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Campaneris fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0 for 1 in the game. Causey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Diego Seghe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seghe is 0 for 1 in the game. Seghe is called out on strikes. Two outs. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Campaneris hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. McCraw takes first base on ball 4. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Matthews throws it away. That's an error on Matthews. McCraw goes all the way around to score. It's 2-0, White Sox. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0 for 2 in the game. Buford hits a fly ball towards center. Matthews settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Matthews. Buford moves to second. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Robinson bunts towards the mound. Seghe fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Buford moves to third. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 2 in the game. Ward hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Buford scores. Robinson moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 3-0, White Sox. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 0 for 2 in the game. Skowron hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campaneris fields it and throws to second for the out. Robinson moves to third. One out. Mike Hershberger pinch runs for Bill Skowron. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0 for 2 in the game. Hansen hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 6-0, White Sox. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Berry strikes out. 2 outs. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0-for-2 in the game. Martin hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bruce Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 0-for-2 in the game. Howard hits a fly ball into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Hershberger now playing right field. Tommy McCraw now playing first base. Floyd Robinson now playing left field. Larry Stahl is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stahl is 0-for-2 in the game. Stahl hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Harrelson is called out on strikes. One out. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0-for-2 in the game. Colavito strikes out. Two outs. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Charles is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ted Bosfield now pitching. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. McCraw hits a pop-up towards third. Charles settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0-for-3 in the game. Buford hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bosfield fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Robinson bunts towards the mound. Bosfield fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bosfield fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Nelson Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 0-for-2 in the game. Matthews hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Ward settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan is 0-for-2 in the game. Duncan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Buford scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0-for-2 in the game. Causey hits a fly ball into center field. Barry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger hits a fly ball into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Hansen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campaneris fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jose Tartabull pinch hits for Ted Bosefield. Jose Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull is called out on strikes. One out. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Campaneris is hit by the pitch. Larry Stahl is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stahl is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Stahl hits a pop-up towards short. Hansen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Harrelson takes first base on ball 4. Campaneris moves to second. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0-for-3 in the game. Colavito takes first base on ball 4. Campaneris moves to third. Harrelson moves to second. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Charles hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen fields it and throws to second for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 6, and Kansas City Athletics, 0. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.